Well, I really remember just growing up in the church and, you know, being a part of all the church activities. As a preacher's kid, the church is your whole life. It isn't just something that you do on Sundays. And Dad talked quite a bit about what was going on in the church, and we'd sit around the meals at meals and talk about church stuff. But I got my real kind of first opportunity to get a taste of what it's like to be a preacher when we had a youth Sunday, and I was one of three that was asked to give a part of the sermon. And I can remember it was the Sunday after Easter, and the scripture was about doubting Thomas. And so I talked about Thomas from the perspective of that being my name. And I can't remember how much help I got on writing that, but I do remember talking to you about it, and of course had the experience of watching you preach for 15, 16 years leading into that.
Yeah, but let me go back to what you said in the beginning, that as a preacher's kid, the church was your whole life or something like that. And my goodness, I knew a lot of preacher's kids where that wasn't their whole life. So it's interesting that you would say that, you know, the church was that significant to you.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't just a Sunday kind of thing. I mean, that was the time that we were there, but we were also there some during the week. And just like I said, you'd come home and we'd sit around the dinner table and we'd talk about church.
But don't you think that's kind of unusual for preacher's kids, or
yeah,
do you think that's
yeah.
normal?
No, yeah, there'd probably be some that wouldn't say that. So maybe that's a little bit different than everybody else's experience.
And you were one of three that Sunday?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I sort of remember that, but I don't remember who the others were or anything.
I don't remember if I went first, last, or in the middle, but I do remember preaching for 5 or 6 minutes. And, of course, this is at First United Methodist Church in Topeka, which was on the radio at the time, WIBW radio. And it was a big deal to me to think that there were people out there listening to me talk on the radio as well as the, you know, 500 or 600 that were in worship that day. So it was a big deal. And it went well for me, and people were positive about it. And so I kind of look at that as maybe an experience that shaped me in some ways, and also maybe planted a seed of a future, something I'd do in the future.
Yeah, do you want me to tell about some other things that happened in high school that weren't that religious or leading toward the ministry?
I'm not sure if that's something we want to talk about or not, but...